Chapter 39 Translator, Zia Editor, Eli Mo Zian was aggrieved again, Lu Jilan grabbed him and left the table angrily, and the two returned to the tent together. Even though Mo Zian was brought into the paddock by Lu Jilan, the gap between him and everyone else was still like a natural barrier. To be honest, almost all the dignitaries in this paddock looked at Mo Zian with mocking eyes, and even He Rongrai was ridiculed by some jokes. Therefore, He Rongrai refused to lead Mo Zian to participate in social activities. Mo Zian could only be with Lu Jilan. In fact, he was better at dealing with women than dealing with men. Among some prominent merchants in the capital, Mo Zian was the only man. Mo Zian was used to dealing with them. He was used to all the mockery and even lewdness, and learned to endure discomfort to gain his own interests. He had prepared himself for this before letting Lu Jilan bring him into the paddock. Although he was very embarrassed and wanted to hide his face and run away, Mo Zian knew very well that this was the price he had to pay for trying to get into the powerful class. Mo Zian wanted to take the Mo family's business to the next level, and if possible, he wanted to become an imperial merchant. Although the imperial merchant was still a merchant, carrying the word imperial, it meant that he could be treated nicely by the royal family. The situation was much better. The most important thing was that, for generations, ordinary merchants could not participate in the imperial examinations, while the descendants of the imperial merchants could be permitted to study and gain fame. This was the only way for the Mo family to move up. But Lu Jilan couldn't bear the humiliation suffered by Mo Zian at all. She grabbed Mo Zian's hand and left the table, just like a knight saving Cinderella. Zian, you don't need to feel bad. I will help you if you want. Lu Jilan involuntarily led Mo Zian back to her tent and assured Mo Zian. Lu Jilan, what are you doing? Mo Zian finally couldn't help yelling at Lu Jilan. Lu Jilan grabbed him and walked away. It was cool, but it was tantamount to ruining all his previous efforts and all the humiliation in vain. Lu Jilan was stunned, she was obviously helping him. Couldn't Mo Zian feel the teasing and perfunctory of those women towards him? Why did Mo Zian get mad at her instead? Mo Zian had resentment towards Lu Jilan. The contempt and ostracism he had received in the past few days had made Mo Zian's self-esteem suffer tremendously. Even though he knew rationally that Lu Jilan had done him a favor by bringing him into the paddock, Mo Zian still couldn't help but complain why Lu Jilan couldn't do better. If she had done better, he wouldn't have to share the tent with Lu Qiqi on the first day. If she had done better, she would have made those noble ladies not look at him with such scornful eyes. After yelling, Mo Zian immediately calmed down and laughed at himself. It was because Lu Jilan was too good to him. Yelling at a noble woman, who gave him courage? I'm sorry Jilan, you know that I want to support the Mo family, so I have to do this. Mo Zian's eyes were full of pain, to please those powerful people. Lu Jilan's embarrassment and anger caused by Mo Zian's ignorance instantly calmed down, and turned into distress for Mo Zian. Mo Zian didn't want to do this either. In modern times, he would have been a male god sought after by everyone, but in this nonsense dynasty, he had to endure the comments of those dirty little people. Looking at Mo Zian's red eyes, Lu Jilan gently hugged Mo Zian. I know, don't worry, I will help you Zian. Both of them were so excited that they didn't realize that the smell from the incense burner lit in the tent was too sweet. Holding Mo Zian, Lu Jilan suddenly felt a desire to have him, and Mo Zian's vulnerability made her desire burn even more. Lu Jilan finally couldn't help but kiss Mo Zian's lips. Mo Zian just resisted, but soon his body softened. Lu Jilan was overjoyed and took this as Mo Zian's permission. She quickly pushed Mo Zian down on the bed, and pulled off Mo Zian's belt. Du Xian didn't know which tent was Lu Qiqi's. The last time he came, he just entered He Ronggrui's tent. So he followed Xu Jing to Lu Jilan's tent without any precaution. But when he reached the tent and was about to lift the curtain, Du Xian suddenly stopped. Some groans and moans came from the tent. Obviously Xu Jing also heard the moan. His face instantly became extremely blue, and his heart was flustered and disoriented. Du Xian obviously didn't go in, but there was that kind of voice inside. His plan failed before it was fully implemented. But Du Xian did not have the energy to pay attention to Xu Jing's expression, and the expression on his face slowly changed from anxious to dignified. Du Xian still thought that this tent belonged to Lu Qiqi. It was self-evident who the person inside was, and it was most likely Lu Qiqi. In Du Xian's understanding, Lu Qiqi was a well-mannered and generous young man, he would never do such a ridiculous thing. In addition, Xu Jing said that Lu Qiqi was not feeling well. Du Xian fully suspected that someone had taken advantage of Lu Qiqi's situation to tarnish Lu Qiqi's reputation. Reputation, reputation, the most important thing for an innocent unmarried man was his reputation. If this matter was not handled properly, or if it got out, Lu Qiqi would probably jump into the river afterwards. Du Xian thought a lot in his heart, turned his head and said to Xu Jing with a cold face, "Go and call the Lu family's guards." Xu Jing was startled, and hurriedly lowered his head, "Oh. Okay," he didn't know what to do anymore, things went out of control and his mind was in chaos, so he could only do what Du Xian ordered. The guards were standing outside, and they were brought in by Xu Jing after a while. Obviously, they heard the voice and looked at each other. "When I tell you to come in, then you come in." Du Xian ordered them to stand at the door. Du Xian couldn't let the guards go in like this. He didn't know what was going on inside. Lu Qiqi's body must not be seen by other women. After explaining it well, Du Xian abruptly opened the curtain and walked in. Lu Jilan and Mo Xian had lost their sense and were completely driven by lust, and repeating an action fiercely. Even when Du Xian came in, they didn't know anything. Xu Jing was ruthless enough, he was worried that there would be twists and turns, so he took a lot of medicine to Lu Qiqi, and Lu Qiqi was worried that his second sister had not forgotten Mo Xian enough, and sprinkled all the medicine in the incense burner. The two were wrapped in the quilt, and Du Xian couldn't see it because of his anger. In addition, Lu Jilan pressed Mo Xian below. Du Xian could not see whether the person below was Lu Qiqi, nor could he see who the woman above was. Taking the teapot next to him, Du Xian walked over and slammed it on the back of Lu Jilan's head. "You shameless woman, get off." No matter how lustful Lu Jilan was, her body softened, she groaned in pain, and got out of bed. Mo Xian suddenly sobered up, realized what had happened, and immediately pulled the quilt and wrapped himself, with ambiguous lust and despair on his face. Only then did Du Xian realize that it was Lu Jilan, and the one on the bed was not Lu Qiqi at all, but Mo Xian. Du Xian was so frightened that he took a few steps back. At that moment, Lu Jilan also stood up from the ground. She grabbed the robe and wrapped it around her body, blood was flowing from her head, her eyes were red, just like an evil ghost. Du Xian immediately turned and ran outside. Lu Jilan stumbled a few steps after him and saw her own guards outside, and immediately ordered in anger, "Catch him." Naturally, the guards obeyed Lu Jilan's order and caught Du Xian. When Xu Ting came back, she happened to meet Xu Mei, Xu Yu and Xu Qin returning to the tent together, but Du Xian was nowhere to be seen. She couldn't help but ask, "Where's your brother-in-law?" Brother-in-law was called by Xu Jing to the Lu family's tent. Xu Jing said that Lu Qiqi was sick and Lord he was not there, so he asked brother-in-law to go take a look. Xu Mei replied. Xu Yu also nodded to indicate that it was what Xu Mei said. "Go back to the tent, I'll pick up your brother-in-law." Xu Ting said, then turned and walked towards the Lu family's tent. The Lu family's tent was right next to it. Xu Ting walked quickly, and soon came to the Lu family's tent. However, she never expected that she would see this scene. Du Xian was being held by two rough guards, and Lu Jilan was about to hit Du Xian with a cruel face. Xu Ting's eyes immediate. Li turned stern, and her face was like an ice queen. Xu Ting removed the arms of the two guards with two moves, took Du Xian into her arms, and then grabbed Lu Jilan's wrist with one hand, preventing the slap that was about to fall. "Lu Jilan, how dare you?"